You're All I Want, written by Starlit Silver Eyes, read by Siobhan Hazel, Draco Malfoy and Harry Potter, rating explicit. The world bows down to Harry Potter as though he's a Greek god basking in his own glory. He has got everyone wrapped around his finger. It would delight anyone to even breathe the same air as him. He's got riches that the entire wizarding population could swim in, and they do so whenever he donates enormous sums of it, as though a million galleons cost a canut to him. None of it matters when Draco has Harry on his stomach, ours flush against Draco's hip as he pounds into him like he's trying to fuck him into another lifetime. Infinite stars fill Harry's vision as he comes open-mouthed, the silver of his tongue only ever knowing Draco's name.
Are you going to keep me around? Adopt me on your collection like one of your trophy husbands?
Harry asks with a lazy smirk as Draco cleans him up between his legs with a flannel.
They have only been fucking for, well, almost a year now, and neither has ever dared to clarify what ground they stand on with their relationship.
All Harry knows is Draco's the best he's ever had, and he's not willing to let him go anytime soon. Draco hums, deep in thought, as he places a kiss on each of Harry's inner thighs before he closes them. He lays a silk sheet atop of him, just enough to cover his prick. Harry sighs when the smooth fabric kisses his skin.
I do have a taste for the finer things in life, yes.
Draco agrees as he trails his lips up Harry's exposed hip bone, and then his stomach, his chest, his neck, and finally his mouth.
You're the only one for me, though.
Harry's chest aches. Draco was always better with feelings than him. The moon dips in the shadows outside. Harry kisses him deeper, mouths his confession into the tip of Draco's tongue.
I love you.
Draco takes a shuddering breath above him and flips them over. The silk sheet lay crumpled and forgotten as Draco sheathed himself slowly into Harry's warmth. Harry comes for the second time that night, with Draco's confession mumbled into the curve of his collarbone.
I love you most.
Thank you for listening. Please leave kudos and comments on the author's page on AO3.